Blog Talk Radio.
I really like this, right? Because I think that with this, it gives us an understanding how prophecy is so important. When the Lord tells Rebekah that the elder should serve the younger, see, that right there was already something different in the culture. The young serve the elder because the elder received the birthright. Joshua offered Esau a bowl of stew for his birthright, and Esau agreed. Now, I know sometimes we talk about dad like, oh, Esau, he's going to sell his birthright for a bowl of stew. Ooh, 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 ooh. But wasn't that really prophesied? Because if you think about it, how was the elder going to serve the younger one? Because Isaac, he loved his stuff from Esau. Right? That was his elder. But with this, you see how God, you know, prophecy and the way the Holy Spirit worked, the way the Father worked, sometimes we do things and we don't even realize why we're doing it, right? Esau sells his birthright to his to the younger Joshua. That was already written. Jacob. The way Jacob received the birthright was considered deceitful by many, but wasn't his prophecy while they were in their mother womb? Prophecy is essential to our lives. And while Satan wants to block and destroy knowledge, understanding, and wisdom, it is a warning, preparation. Hallelujah. It is a warning, preparation. It is all those things in the name of Jesus, right? It's all those things. But see, it's something to see how the fear of the unknown can paralyze us, even the kingdom. And so we have prophecy to strengthen us, to guide us, to correct us. Even when we look at Galatians, right? Galatians 3:1 says to us, it says, O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth before whose eyes Jesus Christ was betrayed among you as crucified? Galatians, they were born again, spirit-filled believers taught by Apostle Paul. But Apostle Paul asked him, who bewitched you? Who bewitched you? We know that there are false prophets out here, false teachers, false doctrine that encourage, with that courage, they have a spirit of witchcraft. And so we cannot be ignorant to Satan's devices. We cannot fall for the okey-doke or always need an emotional high, right? If I'm not getting this emotional high where I'm being entertained, then I don't want to sit there. I don't want to receive. If they're not saying things that make me feel good because I don't want to hear all that other stuff, then I don't want none of it. We have scripture after scripture telling us what happens when we reject truth. I just talked about Hosanna 4:6. See, we, all of us fall in that category where we might just, we know the scripture, but we might pick and choose off a couple of them. And sometimes we have to read the whole, go back and start reading the whole scripture, the whole books, right? Because that's a habit all of us can fall into. And so we hear what Hosanna 4:6. It says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, right? So we probably hear someone quoting that all the time, right? But the rest of it go like this. It says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you from being priests for me. Because you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children. That's so essential for us to understand, is that even though we probably have that in our subconscious where we realize that we can do things that do affect our children, right? And sometimes we don't even think about it. It's not only our children, but it's our children, right? Because sometimes even if we look at certain generational curses or certain spirits that's attached to the family, you got those that are forefront, right? They vivid. You see them. Ain't no ifs, ands, and buts. Then you have some that are subdued because they might not show as much in that first generation and then skip to the second generation or the third or something in that way, right? And so we have to embrace prophecy. You have to embrace prophecy. I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and pull down, to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. Jeremiah 1:10. We have a awesome instruction book. Praise God for it. Praise God for it. Thank you, Lord. All right, so let's move on, because if I wasn't able to get through as far as the sound-wise, we will be saying this again. And I'm working on a new way, praying about it. I'm asking each and every one of you all, if anyone can hear me, but I'm putting it out in the atmosphere that this too shall pass in the name of Jesus. This sound issues we have with Live Talk Radio, we bind that spirit up. So there's a lot in the name, right? Like in my generation, you know, in the 50s and the 60s, prior to the 70s, I think, you know, the 80s, it was like, you know, what I'm feeling. You know, that's what I'm going to name my children. But I think in my generation, it was really, talked about a lot. I ain't saying everybody swayed that way. But it was like, choose the right name, right? You hear that from the elders in the family. They would say that the name means so much, the name means so much. And then I can remember in the 80s, it was said in a way where, because of racism as my culture, as a black woman, we was aware that you had to name your children a name that they would not be discriminated against when someone see their name. So that's the 80s, right? And so there is a lot in the name. So when we look at the different names for Satan, now this is just a few of them, right? He is called the murderer. That's in John 3:8. Of lies. That's John 18:44. He is called the ruler of darkness, Ephesians 6:12. He is called the prince of the world, John 14:30. Let me put a pin in there right there. Right there. I'm gonna put a pin right there for a second. Because see, that's why I always say, when tragedy comes in our life, when we are enduring storms and trials and tribulations, we have to grow to understand is that we don't put our Savior on a chopping block, right? We don't put Yahweh on a chopping block. We put the darkness, the principalities, the spiritual wickedness. We put the kingdom of Satan on a chopping block because he is the prince of the world. That means he dominates this world. That's why God gave us the Holy Spirit to war spiritually in the earth. Never one of his name. Liars. Liar, that's another name, John 8:44. God of this world, 2 Corinthians 4:4. Adversary, 1 Peter 5:8. His name tells us everything. He is evil, chaos, and darkness. Such time as now. We have been talking about many things. And so I'm always bringing certain spirits in. And so we have been talking about different demons and different spirits. And so I want to touch a little bit. We have a few minutes, so I do. I want to touch a little bit on the marina demons and the spirits, the water spirits, right? I want to touch a little bit on that. We're not going to finish it all today because I don't rush, because I want to give you as much that I can give you to stir up your thirst and hunger, right? To want to grow spiritually, and it's not just for you, but for your children, for generations to come, passing this down, right? That's just like when I was talking about as a black woman, our history. It is for us to pass down our history. I've always been that type of person. Even when my girls was in school, I taught them history from what was passed down to me through my father, right? And so it's on us with the faith. Our legacy should be, our faith should be a part of that. And so let me read this, talking about marina demons, water demons, spirits. Psalms 24:1-2. The earth is the Lord's in all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. The Bible talks about serpents, scorpions, jackals, bulls, owls, sea serpents, flies, and dogs. Now, these represent different kinds of evil spirits that operate to destroy mankind. They are invisible to the natural eye, but they are just as real as natural creatures. The idols that men worship are made in the image of men, 4-foot beasts, birds, and creeping things. Behind these idols are demons. These are evil spirits that manifest in the natural through idols. We can destroy and rout them out, the forces of darkness in the heavens, the earth, the sea, and under the earth. These forces can operate through people, government, economical systems, educational system, and different structures set up by men. I'm going to put a pin there. That's why we have to get to the point of understanding that God can use your purpose in every area in this world. See, your purpose, your training through the Holy Spirit, your knowledge, your wisdom, and your understanding through the Holy Spirit don't always mean that you're going to be behind somebody's pulpit. You could be a teacher, and in that job, God can take your purpose and touch lives and bring souls, save souls. For it is your light that so shine before men, that they glorify our Father which is in heaven. Now, let's go back. These forces can operate from different locations. Now, I just said they can operate through people, government, economical systems, educational systems, and different structures set up by men. They can also operate from different locations in their territory. Now, let's look at Marina Demons, the mysteries of waters. You know, Hollywood tried. They tried for years to make all this make-believe, and, you know, some people don't want to be saved, right, you know. But we pray for all. So there's no make-believe with these marina demons, with the water spirits. The waters are mentioned at the beginning of creation. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the deep. The earth was without form. All right. That unformed chaos to which are added the darkness and the watery deep. Now all are understood in Job, Psalms, and several of the prophets to have been dominated by the entities that are an enemy with God. Now they are controlled by the powers and God's power. See, God represents order, right? We know he represents order, light, love, life, and creation. And then the deep, the chaos deep, right, represent disorder, darkness, destruction, and death. And when we look at the sea, the wide ocean waters is that which is contained by God in creation. That God contained this. See, that's what we have to understand. At the beginning of creation, God had to contain, he contained the sea, the water. But what happened? Same thing that happened on land. Then God gathered the water together and seas and contained them. He set boundaries and commanded the dry land to appear. The word that most accurately described this action is muzzle. God muzzled the rebellious power in creation. These powers are identified in Scripture as Leviathan, Rahab, and the dragon. Now, God's power in creation is used to resist those rebellious spirits and make the earth habitable for man. Now, man, we was given dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air. But man lost his dominion through sin. Satan came into the earth through Adam's sin. The earth and the waters was affected by the fall. See, all that got affected. All that. Marina demons are a class of demons that operate from the water. Marina demons are very high ranking in Satan's overall kingdom and affect land when men invite them. And when I say men, I'm talking about men and women. When they invite them, right, through conscious or unconscious pact and decision. See, this is the thing. That's why I always talk about when we touch and agree, it will always go to our agreement, right? We have the power through our tongue. All what we speak will be. In the name of Jesus, that's how it is. That's how we got to watch what we say out of our mouth, even speaking to the pain, even speaking to the chaos, agreeing with the rubber. We have to watch that. We have to watch that. These spirits represent witchcraft, lust, perversion. You know, some of our clothing that they make now, all their clothing that reveal everything, oh my gracious, where is the imagination coming from the queen of the coast, from the sea? And so these spirits represent witchcraft, lust, perversion, murder, death, pride, rebellion, destruction, and greed. Coastal areas are vulnerable to these spirits Yeah, you know some of those states that's close to water. What? Look at Chicago. Look at Chicago, Baltimore. And churches in these areas need to be aware of these activities. You know, some churches are not aware of them because some churches are still bound up in religion. And so they not, you know, they teach that you ain't got to do nothing. God going to take care of everything. And meanwhile, you know, they brothers and sisters come for comfort, for guidance, and leave and still want to kill themselves or still want to touch things that take them deeper into darkness. So we pray for them in the name of Jesus. We pray for them. God's power is needed today to mother them just as God did in the beginning. Now, those involved in spiritual warfare should not overlook this key component of state and kingdom. And so that's why I'm bringing this forward, right? Because when we're talking about all things spiritual, we have to talk about all things spiritual. And so when we talk about spiritual warfare, you know, I know some might just heard the surface of it, but it's about understanding every area of it, right? You have the low level spirits and demonic activity, and then you have high level. And we have to understand every area of it to war, to walk in our spiritual authority, right? And so let's look at the water. I'm gonna talk about the water. See, before I get, because it's a lot, so we're not going to get into everything, but we're starting it off today. And as just like I'm still with dreams, right? So we're starting it off today, and then we'll keep going in it, talking about the water spirits, the marina demons, until we get to the end. And so let me read this before I end with the marina demons in the water. Let's look at water. Water is a symbol of life. There could be no life up from water. Oh, do we know how true that is, right? Now, it should not be surprising that demon would pervert this truth and use the waters to bring destruction. Water is a symbol of life. And so we know Satan's job, this is what he's trying to change the order of God. He's trying to corrupt and destroy everything that God created, right? Every good thing. And so water keeps our body at a normal temperature. It lubricates and cushions our joints. It protects our spinal cord and other sensitive tissue. And it eliminates waste through our urine as we perspire and bowel movements. It is so essential to our life. Waters are connected to the underworld. But we know God judges the water. Revelation 8, 10 through 11 tells us that. Then Revelation 16, 4 through 6, I mean 4 through 5 tells us that. Many waters have been defiled by blood, which give marina spirits strength to operate. Blood sacrifice. There have been many coverings made with spirits connected with the water. Isaiah 28:17. And so we're going to stop there with the marina demons and water spirits, and we'll pick back up on that. Okay, let me touch on dreams a little bit, right? Tonight, I'm just going to touch on some angels. I want to share a few facts about angels, right? Because to grow spiritually, to move from a carnal mindset to a spiritual mindset is understanding spiritual things, all spiritual things, these that affect us. It affects us. We're spiritual beings first. Number one, talking about angels, they are not to be worshipped. Colossians 2:18, Revelation 19:10, directly to God. Job 1:6 and Job 2:1. They were all created by God. Genesis 2:1. Ephesians 3:9. Colossians 1:16. Created to live forever. Luke 20:36. They do not marry. Matthew 22:30. That's why we had those. That's what happened with the fallen angels, the watchers. They came to earth. They do not marry. 6. Some angels help human beings. Hebrews 1:14. Some angels harm human beings. Mark 5:1-5. Last one for tonight. They are spiritual beings. Psalms 104:4. Hebrews 1:7 and 1:14. My reason for sharing these few facts about angels is to enhance our spiritual growth and knowledge. Some has been taught that, you know, you worship them. We are not to worship them, but we thank God for them. We can ask God to send forth his one angels. God has told us that we have ministering spirits. We have angels that he would send forth to strengthen, touch us, and shield us, and protect us. And so we thank God for it in the name of Jesus, right? So we're going to end with that part. Such time as now. We'll pick up next week as far as dealing with the marina demons and water spirits, and to go further with our dreams, because in our dreams we're going to be talking about curses, dream curses, and even giving a couple of things to help you to deal with these type of things, because it's not about just giving information, but guiding you and giving you instructions how to be delivered, what you need to do, and asking God to lead you as well, right? But we do have a part, praise God. And so I'm going to read, I'm going to end with a ministering word, which is Psalms 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him I will trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snares of the fire and from the perilous pestilence. He should cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you should take refuge. His truth should be your shield and buckle. You should not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walk in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it should not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. Because you have, sister girl and brother man, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you, to keep you in you all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot, trail upon the lion and the cobra, and the young lion and the serpent you should trample underfoot. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on a high, because he have known my name. This is a promise God given us right here. It says, because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. This is what the Lord said he would do for you. I will set him on a high, because he has known my name.
He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. In your reading, that was Psalms 91, verse 1 through 16. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, as a soldier, I can't get into this story, but I can remember pastor told me that he said, I don't do all that. You ain't no soldier. You ain't got to be doing all that fighting and stuff. And I giggle, you know, because even back then, years ago, I knew that couldn't be true. But once a soldier is disarmed, a weak and a defensive nation will follow. Once the enemy take away your weapons, the battle is over and to the enemy advantage. We must understand our weapons. We must understand them in wisdom to use them, how to use them and what they are. So in the name of Jesus, every battle waged against you by the kingdom of darkness, receive defeat in the name of Jesus. All forces of Egypt in our lives rise up against yourself in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, let the joy of the enemy over our lives be turned to sorrow in the name of Jesus. You demonic armies stationed against our lives, receive the judgment of leprosy in the name of Jesus. I command the evil power source in our place of birth be destroyed completely in the name of Jesus. Every asset to our life by the enemy, I block you in the name of Jesus. Every problem that come into our lives by personal invitation, depart in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over your life from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. I plead the blood of Jesus over your goings and on your comings. I plead the blood of Jesus everything you see, hear, taste, smell, in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over your children, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that no weapons formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rises in judgment will be set down in the name of Jesus. For this is the inheritance of the servant of the Lord in the name of Jesus. For we give God all glory and all praise. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we thank you for your angels. Hallelujah. Lord, keep your angels camp around us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we ask that you go before us. Hallelujah. And make our path clear in the name of Jesus. Lord, may you keep us as our body rests from this night and every night forward. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. For such time as now. Well, we thank you for joining us tonight on More Insight. I thank you all for warring with me as far as hearing the system and all. I tell you, I called in and all that, and I ask that you keep us lifted in prayer with that. In the name of Jesus, may God lead us to a platform and correct this platform. We plead the blood of Jesus over this platform and over all this demonic activities. But so I don't know what all got recorded. I will listen to it and repeat what didn't get heard tonight next Monday. Thank you for joining us on More Insight. May God keep you and strengthen you. Sister girl and brother men, you are greatness. Good night and peace.